This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 17th, 2010, here at Gillette Stadium. Still working with
another flawless intro.
Questionable staffing behind the glass here, but it's another Patriots.com roster report podcast.
Crazy,
regular
all right.
Season version, where we actually have moves every single week.
Right.
Sometimes we have moves coming that we don't even know what they're, you know, going to be, and we can't announce them just yet. But this week, we'll start it off on Monday. Marcus Morrell was removed from the roster, leaving just three outside linebackers. He was deactivated to make room for Quinn Ojinaka, who came off a one-week NFL suspension for violating the personal conduct policy from the league. Later in the week, or a day later, Lawrence Maroney shipped to the Denver Broncos, along with a reported sixth-round selection. Patriots get back a fourth-round selection, as apparently Josh McDaniels liked what he saw from Lawrence Maroney early in their career here together, and due to injuries and some other circumstances, needs some help at the running back position. So Lawrence Maroney era ends in New England. And one more minor move, Prince Miller, who you may or may not remember was on the practice squad, because I may or may not have remembered earlier in the week, is no longer on the practice squad. He was signed by the Baltimore Ravens for their active roster. So as it stands today, gentlemen, one open spot on the practice squad, one open spot on the active roster. Some speculation early in the week that James, what's his first
Javaris.
Name? Javaris James. Edgerrin's cousin would get activated to bring it back
also
to
a
five
running back. Yep.
In the backfield. That did not happen, despite reports to the contrary. We've speculated that Sean Crable, who was on the practice squad and earned a black jersey for his efforts last week, could get a promotion. Bill Belichick was asked today by a reporter, very astute question, wondering if he was thin in numbers at the outside linebacker spot. And Bill said,
did you catch that, Paul?
Not a tremendous number of options at the position, but Sean Crable is one of them. Who do you guys believe will be on the active roster come Sunday, if anyone?
I think it will be Crable.
I do, too.
At this stage of the week,
is
I think
he
if you
ready,
were going to...
willing, and Crable?
Well, I don't know. That remains to be seen. But I think at this stage, if you wanted to bring somebody in...
It's a little too late.
You know, you'd want to have someone at least, familiar with the way you're doing things
Even
now.
Even Morrell. If it were him being re-signed, you'd want him here for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
exactly.
Not for travel.
And I think that if you're going to have anybody outside linebacker, makes the most sense because it's the thinnest spot in terms of numbers. And Crable's on the practice squad right now, so you could easily elevate him on Saturday. You know, you have all the preparation is now done, all the work, so you know the health status of everybody. We did see Crable in the locker room on Friday afternoon. You know, doesn't appear to be any physical limitations that we're aware of anyway. So I think that makes the most sense.
Right.
Those skinny legs.
And I think it, adding to the fact that it wasn't really a procedural move in cutting Morrell to make room for Ojinaka, was they had the opening the very next day, like you said, when they traded Maroney. They could have easily just re-signed Morrell on Wednesday, get him in for the whole week of preparation. They didn't do that. So that, to me, tells me that he's not really in the plans, at least short term.
But it's interesting if you look at it, and I know health was an issue with Crable at some point through the summer, but he was cut before training camp. Morrell was here. Not only was he here, he was starting games.
Yeah.
He saw action on defense on Sunday. He was out there on defense, and they chose to let him go. And at some point in time, he was ahead of Crable. So it's an interesting kind of dynamic there. Would you bring Crable in? Is he ready to contribute to this defense in his third year here, even though he spent some time away from the team this summer? I find that all very interesting.
I do, too, because it didn't make a whole lot of sense the way it unfolded right from the start with Crable. I mean, they let him go, as you said, before training camp even started. He was gone the entire time, and then you bring him back, and you let go of a guy. I mean, bring him back for the practice squad, and then you let go of a guy who evidently was ahead of him all along. For the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
So now if you're going to elevate Crable, you have to wonder, what did he do? I know the whole report about he didn't pass the physical, but I'm not sure exactly what the
That's the only thing I wonder is maybe they felt like, okay, take these next 6-7 weeks, get healthy, we'll bring you back when you're ready. In the meantime, we have the new guy, Morrell, we'll see what he can do.
It's just all very strange.
It's all speculative, obviously, but it's intriguing, I think, especially at that position because there's so few bodies there.
Also speculative, why did Lawrence Maroney not succeed here? Eric, I'll start with you.
I just think he was too indecisive every time he got the ball, and that was his downfall. I think he definitely has the talent.
So it's
we've
mental,
seen it
not
in
physical.
Spurts. It's definitely mental. It's not physical. He has the build. He has all the tools you're looking for physically. I just think whenever he was on the field, he was thinking about unimportant things. He was worried about the fans. He was worried about what the media was going to say about him. He was worried about
not dancing.
Right. He was worried about what the inside linebacker was going to do. He was worried about what his blockers were going to do. He never just played football. He never just reacted. And I think that was ultimately his downfall.
And maybe he'll do that in Denver. One of those cases where a change of scenery, less expectations, less fanfare, just go produce.
I think the latter part of what you said, Andy, is probably the most accurate. He can go out and have an 800-yard year now, and I think it'll be wildly accepted in Denver.
Right.
And that's basically what he churned out, 750 to 800 yards when he was healthy in New England. 3 of the 4 years, that's what he did, averaging around 4 and a half yards a carry. If he does that in Denver, they're not going to say, why can't he put it all together? Mm. Why is he falling short? Why is he not a first-round star? No one's going to wonder that in Denver. If he does that, that'd be great.
And Josh McDaniels acknowledged that in his press conference when he was first talking about Maroney, saying it's about expectations. If you're looking for 1,500 yards, that's probably not what you're going to get, and that may have been what they're looking for in New England. Who knows? Elsewhere, rumor a little bit that we need to cover. Last time we spoke on a Roster Report podcast, last Friday. Since then, we had the story break on ESPN.com on Sunday morning that the Patriots may have been very close to or agreed upon a deal with Logan Mankins. He and his agent reportedly came here to Foxborough. He was asked to kind of mend bridges with Robert Kraft and apologize with him for the comments he made in June, kind of questioning the loyalty and the way business was done. Reportedly, Adam Schefter, ESPN.com, reportedly he made that apology. And then at some point, 90 minutes later, reportedly, he was asked to make a public apology. Pooh hit the fan. It all blew up. Mankins no longer, once again, wants to play for the New England Patriots. A day later, Robert Kraft appeared on WEEI in Boston, much like we may be right now, depending on how the lines are crossed here in Foxborough, and told them they never had a deal with Logan Mankins. But beyond that, kind of backed up the story, saying that he had spoken with Logan some 3 weeks ago. Yep. Logan had apologized. They had both kind of said, we want you here. Logan wanted to retire and go to the Patriots Hall of Fame. Kraft said, we'd love to have you in the Patriots Hall of Fame. And yet, Logan Mankins is not on this roster report right now that we're talking about. What do you make of this story? And are we now, I think some of us put the final nail in the coffin previous to this.
I certainly did. So I was already wrong on this one.
Do we have another final nail in the coffin, or is the door still open?
I'm with Paul. I thought the nail was already in the coffin. I was really surprised to see that report in the first place. So if all of those rumors are true, then there really, I think, is no chance that he comes back now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I was wrong because I thought that Mankins had played his last game as a Patriot and wouldn't really consider it. Clearly, he did because both parties sort of, I shouldn't say both parties. The Kraft sort of backed up the story that they were working toward a deal. And that's what Adam Schefter wrote. Not that a deal had been consummated, but they were working toward consummating a deal. And I didn't think that would even happen. So at this point, if he's mad now, maybe in 3 weeks from now, he comes back and says, what do we have to do to make this right? And he comes back. I don't know.
I think chances are better today than I thought they were
last
week because, like you, I assumed Logan was done, moved on, pissed off, whatever you want to call it. Apparently there was dialogue at some point, and I now think, like you, maybe a week from now they both get back to the table and kind of really mend fences permanently and again. So I do think there is now a chance.
It could happen. There's a chance. Now, I didn't think there was a chance going in.
Less than
now,
zero,
I think there was
a
chance.
Ago.
I still think that Mankins, if he's that upset about it, he's not going
to
come back.
But if it gets to be week 4, week 5, and there's still no progress, I mean, at what point do you say, all right, we have our team for the season?
I wouldn't walk away because I'm not just signing him for the season. If I'm giving him $50 million or $45, whatever that range is, I'm looking for him to be the centerpiece of my offensive line with maybe Sebastian Vollmer for the next 4 to 5 years. This is a long-term deal. So this decision to me is about more than 2010. It's beyond that. So if I'm the Patriots, I leave the door open. Clearly they want him. They've offered him money in the range of, however you look at it, Mr. Kraft said, in the range of Nick Mangold's salary from his recent extension, top 3 to 5 guards in the NFL, a Pro Bowl guard, whatever, however you kind of quantify.
So somewhere around
a lot of money. $45-50 million,
somewhere around there.
They want him. They want him to be part of the line at that price. They may not want to go too much higher, but
then if they do, they should get it done sooner rather than later.
But I'll take it later if I can, because it's a long-term decision, not a short-term one. But I'll tell you what, short-term, the remainder of this Roster Report podcast, we have an open roster spot for now. We have an open practice squad spot
for now.
For now. And we'll have moves to come. Big weekend, the new Meadowlands Stadium in Jersey. Jets, Patriots, 0-1 Jets, 1-0 Patriots. Big early season battle in the AFC East. If the Patriots can win, you have to say they've taken a nice step early in the year in the division, and the Jets will be 0-2, opening up a new home, and boy, will it hit the
fan. And opening up a huge fissure in the locker room.
No question. Until next Friday, when we'll tell you how they filled that roster spot for Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.